Hello, listener. I'm very glad that God has blessed you today. Not just blessing you, but keeping you alive for a purpose. A lot of people do ask some questions. What on earth am I doing? I love this question because it helps you to know who you are. Helps you to know where you come from. Helps you to know where you are going. I do ask myself the same question, and I got this answer. That one, someone created us and sent us to this world on a mission. Now the question is, what are you sent for? Now there was a time in my life when I graduated from the university, I asked myself this question. And the answer I got was very amazing. I seek from the Spirit of the Living God, what is my next purpose in life? I thought he was joking, but all of a sudden, before I could wake up, I received a clear vision of where I'm going. A lot of people thought that it's very difficult to do that. It's pretty, very, very easy. When you want to know where you come to this earth, why you are here, what you are meant to do, you need to ask the one who sent you. You need to ask him. He's the one who has the original plan. Remember, you also have your plan, but there is something we call a blueprint. He knows who you are. He knows why you should be here. And remember, whenever I say a word, it must accomplish that for what it was sent for. Now, the real reason is this. God sent you here for a purpose. What is that purpose? God cannot just create you and tell you your purpose. No, you need to find that. You need to dig it out. I'll give you an example of the easiest way to know your purpose. I believe that when we are a child, when we are still small, we were asked, what do we want to become? And most people say, I want to become a medical doctor. Most people say engineers, businessmen, and so on. But you find that in life, as you are growing, your interest diversified, that you become confused, no longer narrow the way you used to narrow it when you were a little child. But you shouldn't forget what you said when you were little, because a lot of people do forget. Now, even if you forget, your creator is there to remember it for you. Now it's time that you need to ask him. Don't get confused. He's not a confused God. A cock was created to become a cock. A knife was built or created to cut grass, to cut vegetables. The same way a human being was created to do the work of God. What you just need to do is very simple. Kneel down in prayer and have a conversation with him. Prayer in essence doesn't mean shouting on top of your voice, no. You have to do what we call meditation. In my next episode, I will explain this much better. I will explain more about meditation, so keep tuned. Now, you have to go into a deep prayer. You ask him and be serious about that. I myself, my own source is through the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. That is how I ask. And I'm very surprised to get the answer immediately. Now, sometimes when you ask, you may not get the answer immediately. Why is this so? It's because that is not the right time to show you the answer. You may be sleeping one day and all of a sudden, either you hear a voice, or in your dream, you see clearly what you ask for. And when you see this clearly, you need to write it down. so that you can remember it, because sometimes you do forget the content of your dream, and that is the worst thing that can ever happen to you in life. Now, after that, you have known why you are on earth. You have known you are so purpose on earth. You have known where you are going in the next 2 or 3 years. This is how you start, and this is just your starting point. So the next thing is to ask him again, what can I do to achieve this purpose? See, this is not something that it's difficult. He is your maker. You have the light to ask him all these questions. You have every ability, everything in you. Bring it to him. He will answer you. He will tell you the truth. Try out what I just tell you now. Do it and see a testimony from it. Are you confused in life of what I need to do? See, let me tell you something. When a God assigns you a purpose on earth, that purpose, you will, in that purpose, that is where your success lies. You can be doing whatever you are doing now, but let me tell you, you are not happy because that is not your purpose. You don't have passion for it. Even the work you are doing, you are not happy. Even where you are right now, you may not be okay. Why? You are not doing what you love. Successful people always do what they love, what they have passion for. No matter the pay, remember, they are learning. And after learning, they will earn. And this is what I have to tell you today. Today, you need to ask him the next step. And remember, if you want to know truly if the vision is real, whatever the God tells you, your maker tells you, that is the next step, must be something that is even within you, something that you have. See, he will not tell you to go and fly to London, whereas you don't have money. He may tell you, okay, do you have a pen in your hands? Okay, pick it up, write this down. That is how to start. Okay, do you have a laptop with you? Do you have a software in your laptop? Okay, this is where you are going to start. That is how a true vision is. Remember, in the scripture, God asked Moses. Let's say this. Moses asked God, how do I divide this water? Since you say the Israelites are going to move freely, that nothing will happen to them. He said, what do you have in your hands? He said, I have a Lord. He said, okay, just stretch out the Lord on top of the water, and the water will divide into two. So God do something with something you have. It doesn't do something that it doesn't have. What you doesn't have will soon come through what you have. So in this episode, I wish to stop here. In my next episode, like I said, I'll continue with the meditation, so that you know how to communicate with your God, so you know how to deal with him and have the best result out of it. Thank you for listening. I pray that God will open your mind to know the deep truth of who you are and what you are created to be, so that the world will be happy because of you, in the name of Jesus Christ.